Okay, let's see if the stream's up again.
Brian says, I don't see it. Logan says, same, for the somethingth time. Test says, no. Logan says, lol. Test says, no.
I should be streaming.
Slannon, 0 points. Pumpkin, 0 points. Team 1, test. Logan and Bryant, 0 points. Marco Garatoni, 0 points. Logan says, and what is the link for the minefield game? Slannon is now in the team 2. Test is now in the team 2.
Oh, minefield?
Slannon says, charliemary.com. Logan says, got it.
Alright, let's see what we're doing here. Stream should be up.
Pumpkin says, do a video on Men I'm On and go online, Chris. Brian says, I don't, the stream is working still.
The stream is working.
Brian says, I don't think. Test says, / minefield dots up.
Yeah, there we go, okay.
Test says, / minefield dots up. Brian says, I don't think. Brian says, I don't, the stream is working still.
It's working. Yeah, I don't know what's up.
Logan says, from this.
It might just be using too much bandwidth, although I thought...
Test says, go to his video. Brian says, why can't I see it?
I thought using Ethernet would make it a little better.
Blank.
And it's not reading it to me for some reason with NVDA, but it should. That may just be a Windows bug. I'm not sure.
Run.
But basically, you're looking for the line that says default gateway. That is... essentially, the address where your computer goes to access data that is outside of your local network. In my case, it's 192.168.1.254. So what I'm going to do
desktop
is you go to your web browser.
If it'll menu, default games, gold, Google Chrome, unknown.
It's just lit up Chrome here. In the address bar, you want to type 192.168.1.254 or whatever yours happens to be. Again, each model is going to be different, so it's really hard to give you specifics.
Selected 192.168.
Okay.
New tab, Google Chrome.
Maybe it'll take me there, maybe it won't.
Home. Link skip to main content.
There we go. Okay. Now we are in the configuration page for, in this case, the UVerse AT&T gateway that we have. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go down by link.
Service settings, sitemap troubles, Wi-Fi link, restart, home, net, customize, firewall, visited link.
The section you're looking for, on mine, it says customize the firewall. It may be different depending on what your web page looks like. But basically, you're looking for firewall, port forwarding, ports. It should be relatively the same. How do you change your nickname on ding.ga? Type
firewall application, pinholes and DMZ, link
/ nick, N-I-C-K, a space, and your username. Okay, so let me see where I'm at here. Yes, the stream is still live. Very good. Okay. What you're going to do... let me check comments real quick. Do you remember me? I was in Scrolling Battles Pro. Test 100? I don't know. I remember a test. Can I join your server on Crazy Party? Yes. It's going to be public just as soon as I just as soon as I explain how this works. So think of this as a tutorial of sorts. Okay, so I'm on the page for the firewall.
Firewall application, pinholes and DMZ Google Chrome. Home visited.
Now what we want...
Allow device application traffic to pass through firewall heading level 2.
Allow application traffic to pass through firewall.
By default, the firewall blocks all unwanted access from the internet. You can allow access from the internet to applications running on computers inside your secure home network by enabling firewall pinholes. Opening firewall pinholes is also known as opening firewall ports or firewall port forwarding. To do this, associate the desired application with the computer below. If you cannot find a listing for your application, you can create a user-defined application with the protocol and port information.
Okay, basically you have to do this on almost all modern devices, because by default, all incoming connections are blocked, which is usually what you want, because you wouldn't want random people joining your network and doing all kinds of nasty things, right? You know, it's like you lock your door of your house, right? Because you don't necessarily want people to do that. Yes, I am using Ethernet. Thank you, Brian. So basically what I'm going to do here, I've already done this to an extent, but what you would do is you would make another profile.
1. Select a computer grouping. Choose Steve Link.
Okay. Now, this is asking me to choose the device.
Find.
So let me look for my computer.
Links Lennon. Graphic. Link choose Lennon. Link choose a known F.
Now, the problem is, let's see, control.
Plugins reloaded.
Oops, that is not what I wanted to do. How do you do a find next? Really, I can't.
Links. Select synthesize. Fire.
Come on.
Find. Links.
I don't like this web page, but it's what I have to deal with. So let's hit NVDA.
Visited links Lennon Mac. Visited links Lennon. Graphic wireless. Link choose iPad. Graphic wireless. Visited link choose LAN. Graphic wireless. Link choose 9800.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's go back up to the top. I think it tells me, actually.
Links Lennon. Graphic Ethernet.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Link choose Lennon.
So we're going to choose
graphic
that.
Link choose a known link choose Lennon.
Oh, cool. So the graphic tells you if it's wireless or
graphic Ethernet.
Ethernet.
Link choose Lennon.
So for this, I'm going to choose this. And we wait for the page to load. Now, on some devices, you have to type in the
firewall application
IP address. On some devices, you have to choose the device by a name. So, if you don't know what your device is called, once again, you go into the command Manda. Prompt.
Selection removed.
Type in CMD from the run box or the start menu.
C window.
And type in host name.
Slannon. C.
That will print out the name that your device has, basically the name that it broadcasts to devices on your network.
Firewall.
So,
links.
On this one, we're going to, let's see. So now that this page has loaded, I'm going to search for the words you have, because I have found that it will tell me what I've chosen.
You have chosen Slannon. Graphic wireless. Graphic Ethernet. You have chosen Slannon.
That's good.
Link choose a known F.
Now, what I'm going to do.
No next head. Allow device applicate by default. The firewall.
We're going to hit R.
2. Edit firewall settings for this computer grouping. Maximum protection disallow unsolicited inbound traffic radio button checked.
That is chosen by default. You also have.
Allow individual applications. Choose the applications that will be enabled to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click ADD to add it to the hosted applications list. Radio button not checked.
This lets you choose what you want to do or what you wish to add.
Allow all applications. DMs plus mode. Set the selected computer in DMs plus mode. All inbound traffic, except traffic which has been specifically assigned to another computer using the allow individual applications feature, will automatically be directed to this computer. The DMs plus enabled computer is less secure because all unassigned firewall ports are opened for that computer. Radio button not checked.
I would highly discourage you from using that. That leaves your computer open to all ports, which is very, very bad. Don't do that. Just don't do that. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight
Allow individual applications. Checked.
Okay, we're going to check that.
Radio filter applications. Application list. Action. Hosted applications. Bullet all applications. Bullet. Link games. Bullet. Link audio slash video.
These are categories. I just hit tab.
Messaging and internet phone link. Servers. Other link. User defined. Application list. List application list. Add button. Ace Fire TCP.
Now, these are rules that I've configured. If you don't have rules,
add button.
You hit the add button. What it basically does, it prompts you for a name to name it, so you can call it whatever you want. You give it the port number, the protocol, so either TCP or UDP. And I think you type the port number in again because it has to map the internal and external. But for both of those, you would type in the same number. So say you're creating something for Crazy Party. By default, Crazy Party uses UDP port 2500. So that's what you would type in 2500. Choose UDP as the protocol and then hit save. I've already added this, so I'm going to go back to my list here.
Application list, list, application list. Ace Fire TCP.
So these are rules that I've created for various games.
Ace Fire UDP. Active Worlds. Age of Empires. Age of Kings.
And a lot of these are built in for random video games.
Age of...
So we're going to go to, I think I called it,
Crazy Party. See you, see me. Crazy Party. Add button. Remove button. Hosted applications list. Hosted applications.
This.
Add a new user defined application. Visit. Hosted. Application. Counter. Crazy Party.
Okay, we're going to hit
add button.
Add.
Login document. Access code. Edit protected. Required. Invalid entry. Blank.
Okay, now, for AT&T gateways, it might do this. There's an access code written on it somewhere, so if you have one of these, you'll have to get someone to read it to you. I'm going to retrieve the code.
Co-L. Crazy. Code.tech. Code. 3.
Okay.
3.
I'm going to copy that. You don't know what it is. That's good. I'm not going to give away the access code. Some devices don't have this. Some devices make you log in with a username and password. Most might be admin as the name and no password, or some might use
firewall application.
Admin. If they do, please change that. That is really bad security. That is a very, very bad security. Okay, so now that I've spent way too much time explaining how port forwarding works, let's hope I'm streaming. Yes. Now that I've spent too much time spending how port forwarding works, let's actually get this done.
Home visited link. Configuration successful. Heading level 3. Heading level to allow device application. 2. Allow individual applications. Choose the applications that will be enabled to pass through the firewall to this computer. Click ADD to add it to the hosted applications list. Radio button check.
Now, actually, I think my changes are saved.
Games, audio, other,
tab.
Add button. Hosted application. Crazy Party.
Yep. Okay, so Crazy Party is in the hosted list. That is the list that tells it what rules to apply for your chosen computer.
Link.
And I think if I hit G.
Add NT graphic. 1. Select a computer.
Links. Let's just do a search for you have to see what I've selected.
You have chosen Slannen. Link chosen. Graphic Ethernet. You have. Choose 2. Remove. Save button.
All right. So I'm going to hit the save button and wait for the web page to refresh itself. And
firewall application, pinholes and DMZ.
At this point, we should be good to go.
Ob64C.
So I'm going to close that.
Menu. Ob6. Menu bar focused.
All right. Now, let me check comments here, see if you guys have any comments here. Okay. Yes. Just monitoring the stream here. All right, so let's check comments, and then we will get started with Crazy Party. I hate SBP. Well, that's okay. Am I going to name the server? Yes, the server will be called Slannon. Do I have a 32-bit Windows system? No, I do not. Yes, my name is Test. Oh, okay. Do Windows games for the blind work on Mac? Some of them do, but again, you would have to run them under Wine or in a virtual machine. It would be nice if you could voice chat in Crazy Party, yes. It would also be nice, and I hope you guys are paying attention, because all of this would not be necessary if Pragma would make a central server or a server program. Yes, I would really, really, really like that. Like, really, I would like that a lot. Because then you wouldn't have to port forward. You just, you know, I could host it on my Linode, you know, and just say, join this server. Okay, you're now on the, on it. Now let's list games, join games, make new games, view players that are online. Yeah, that would be fantastic. But we shall see what he does. So, enough of me blathering. Let's actually get going with a Crazy Party. Now, if we're doing a bunch of people, I'm playing mini games.
Menu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, my Crazy Party unknown.
So let's go ahead and launch this.
Crazy Party Beta 65. Main menu. Play the adventure. Face. Review. Online play. Online play. What do you connect to a private server? Create a public server.
Okay, we're making this public.
Create a public. Which mode will you choose? Mini games, quiet mode.
Let's do mini games, quiet mode. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? Quiet or competition? And let me check Ding real quick. Okay. Let's check comments, see if anyone responded. How do you install Wine for Mac? Have you played Freedom Millionaire? I have. I can play that at some point. What microphone am I using? This is the Shure SM48. You install Wine, there's a... If you Google it, you can find it. It's... okay, I'm looking at Ding. Bryant says, I say we do quiet mode, especially if we get a lot of people. Okay.
Mini games, quiet mini game, enable team playing, teams, average scoring.
Do we want teams?
Teams, total scoring.
You know what, why not?
Teams, total scoring. Teams enabled. Teams, total scoring. The party has not started yet. Just wait for the server owner to start. You can press J to see how many players are connected, or escape to quit. You can send a chat message by pressing F2. Press the numbers to join any team, or press 0 if you don't want to be a mini. Press C to know the current teams.
So the server is
Bryant
up.
Has joined the party. Two players.
Okay, let's see who joined.
Bryant has joined two players.
All right, there's Bryant. Hey, Bryant. We are still waiting on people. And yes, I am using Ethernet, so...
One connected clients. Bryant, 103 milliseconds. 103 milliseconds.
So it should hopefully be a little more stable. So we're going to wait for some more people.
Bryant says, that cable came quickly.
Yes, the cable came extremely quickly. I bought it yesterday, and I got it. Also, I also have a USB Ethernet adapter, so I can hook it up to my MacBook Air and my GPD Win, which is kind of nice, because those don't offer Ethernet by
default. JS.BZ has joined the party. Three players.
All right, cool. We got some more people here. So yeah, if you guys want to play Crazy Party, join the server. It's,
Liz has joined the party. Four planes. In.
Hey, there we go. Cool. I have been told that this can support up to 24 players. But I don't... Yeah, I don't know that for certain. I think the max is 24 or 25. But if someone knows, do let me know. I'm going to choose a team, so I'm going to hit one.
Slammin is now in the team one. Bryant is now in the team one.
Liz is now in the team two. Hold on.
JS.VZ is now in the team one.
3 against 1? Oh, that's great. I'll give you
Liz
guys
is now in the team one.
Another, I'll give you guys another 2 minutes or so, and let me send that to the chat, so I'm going to hit F2. I'll wait another 2 or so minutes.
Slammin says, I'll wait another 2 or so minutes.
Oh, let me turn the music up, because the music is actually decent. I'll turn it up a little bit. You hit F8.
Bryant says, now we're all in the same team.
I know. Kind of crazy. Andy says, hi. Welcome to the stream. Alright, so I'm just going to wait a little bit longer. And you can also press C.
Team 1, Slennon, Bryant, JS.VZ, and Liz, 0 points.
Yeah, we're all in the same team.
Slammin is now in the team 2.
Fine, I'll be by myself if I have to.
Bryant is now in the team 2.
Oh, well. That's nice. Alright. Okay, well, I'm gonna go here pretty soon because I don't want to have too much dead air. And I'm glad the port is working correctly because I didn't know if it would work or not. But it is, so very good. And you can press P to check the ping.
3 connected clients. Bryant 130 milliseconds. JS.VZ 107 milliseconds. Liz 159 milliseconds. 132 milliseconds. Bryant says, thought we might get slightly more people, but oh well.
I thought we, yeah, oh well. The ping is just the time that it takes data to get from you to the other person and back. And if you're the host, you get to see an overview of all players. Versus if you're just joining and you hit P, it tells you the ping time it takes packets to get from you to the host.
Maddie has joined the party.
Back
five
again.
Players.
Oh, cool. Okay, we got someone else. Join a team or you are on your
Bryant
own.
Bryant says, crap, now the teams will be uneven. Maddie says, holla. Bryant says, hi. Maddie says, I.
Can someone help me, please? I need to download the next version. Yeah,
Bryant
wait a bit,
says,
please.
How are you?
I can. Okay, yeah.
Maddie says, QWQWQWQWQWQ.
Okay, then. It is... What is it? Pragma... Pragma.free.fr. I think I sent to
Maddie has left the party
channel. Yes, I just posted the link to the chat in YouTube, since that's what most of you seem to be using. So. Give it a few more minutes. Hey, we are up to 12 watching. Which probably includes one of mine, because I'm listening to this on something else. That's all right, though.
Brian says, what's the difference between pressing F1 to chat and F2 to chat? I noticed that they do the same thing, but maybe not.
Okay. The save file is called Sauvgard, SAUVGARD.dat. You want to copy that to your new installation as well as your decks folder, unless you don't care about battles. But yeah, no, I really want a central server or a server program that would make this game so much better.
Marco Garatoni has joined the party. 5 players.
Hey, cool. F2 sends a chat message.
A-F-D-N-E-F.
A chat message to everyone. And F1 sends it to your team.
Marco Garatoni, Slannin, 6 player, Mluzz89 has joined the party. Marco Garatoni says, how to back up my save file?
How to back up your save file?
T-A-Y-O-K.
Just copy the sauvgard.dat file.
Slannin says, copy the sauvgard.dat file.
I don't Brian know how says, you spell oh. it. Okay, so,
Team 2, Slannin and Bryant, 0 points. Team 1, JS.VZ, Liz and Marco Garatoni, 0 points.
So should we start, or you guys want to wait? Because I'm ready to go. Can I ask a question?
Marco
yeah,
Garatoni says, how did you cheat your gems in Crazy Party? Marco Garatoni says,
I'm not sure if you're listening to the stream, so I will reply both. Using Cheat-O-Matic. However,
Brian says, let's see if we get one more because right now it's 2-3.
It looks like you can't do that anymore. With the latest version, so I think he fixed it.
Slannin says, using Cheat-O-Matic. 6 player test has joined the party. Six.
Oh, hi.
8. Marco Garatoni says, how to browse chats?
Page up, page down. Control page up takes you to the top. Control page down to the bottom.
Team 2, Slannin and Bryant, 0 points. Team 1, JS.VZ, Liz and Mark, 7 players. Nandy has joined the party. 7 players. Nandy is now in the team 2.
Okay.
Marco Garatoni says, how to cheat?
I don't think you can
test
anymore.
Test says, it me test again, Chris. Liz has left the party.
Okay, choose your,
Team 2, Slannin, Bryant and Nandy, 0 points. Team 1, JS.VZ and Marco Garatoni, 0 points. Test, 0 points. Bryant says, test press 2.
Actually, I think he wants to be in 1.
Nanti is now in the team 1.
Okay, then test press 2.
Nanti has left the party.
Really? Oh, you know what?
Test says, hey, this is best. Marco Garatoni says, how to cheat your gems or coins?
It used to be you could play the adventure game mode and
Test says in the AAC.
AAC? First time watching your live stream? Yeah, hey, thank you.
Brian says, what's the AAC? Test says, please.
Anyway, for blind person to work online, that's actually what I'm trying to figure out myself. I think it depends on what you want to do. I think it just involves finding the right tools
that will
work for
you. Test says, how to cheat AAC.
How to cheat Adventure at Sea? I don't think you can. He added cheat protection, I think. Yeah, I don't... Okay, what time is it? 7:34, all right.
Brian says, maybe Teams wasn't such a good idea.
Ah, well. Oh, well. You know, it's a... way it goes, I suppose. I'm gonna go in about... well... 7:34. I'm gonna wait another couple of minutes.
Brian says, Tess is all by himself, LOL.
Yeah, Tess, join a team. Unless you don't care.
Slannon says, Test, join the team, LOL. Test is now in the team 4.
Okay, then. You're still by yourself, but okay.
Team 2, Slannon and Bryant, 0 points. Team 1, JS.VZ and Marco Garatoni, 0 points. Test, 0 points. Test says, I did. Marco Garatoni says, is the file savafile.it or .sav? Bryant says, there's no team 4.
Yeah, you're by yourself. It's a dot dat.
Slannon says, dot dat.
Okay, I am going to go...
Marco Garatoni says, please demo some games in your Amazon Echo sometime. Leticia has joined the party. 6 players.
Oh, hi.
Brian says, that might actually be fun.
Games on the Amazon Echo? Yeah, I could. I could, definitely. I may have to do that.
Leticia says, oh, LA cute. Test says, which team are you and Chris? Team 2, Slannon and Brian. Brian... Slannon says, 2.
2.
Brian says, we're in 1.
No, I'm in 2.
Brian says, I mean 2. Marco Garatoni is now in the team 2.
We're gonna play, I
Leticia
think...
Leticia says, K-Equipsu. Brian says, everyone else press 1 unless you don't care.
A 10...
Leticia is now in the team 1.
I think we're going to do a 10
Marco
turn,
Garatoni is now in the team 1.
Mini game party, because I do kind of want to play 3D Velocity online, because that would be kind of cool.
Test is now in the team 2.
Alright. Well, are you guys ready? Because I think I'm just about ready to go.
Brian says, there we go.
Andy says, I love your videos.
Marco
hey,
Garatoni
thank you.
Says, did you know you can use Alexa in your phone? Ron Agassobeg has joined the party. 7 players. Brian says, yes.
It works with boards too, or it did? Yes, you can. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my Mac.
Marco Garatoni says, start. Marco Garatoni is now in the team too. Ron Agassobeg says, hi.
We're gonna go.
Slannon. 7 players will participate in this party. Team 2, Slannon, Bryant, Marco Garatoni. Choose the number of turns for this party. 10.
We're gonna do 10...
15, 20. Test says, ha 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 ha, you guys are doys at. 10.
You can go all the way up to
206.
206. I'm not doing that.
10. 10. Activate the special bonuses? Yes. Test says yes at.
Bonuses, why
yes.
not?
Enable the Joker? Yes.
Yes.
Enable the hardcore mode? No.
Do I want hardcore? You know what?
Alternate hardcore mode? Yes.
Yes, I do, because it makes it more interesting.
Yes. Hardcore mode. Welcome to this mini game party. You're going to play 10 mini games. Because of you, Brian says, Nulu. Marco Garitoni says, they are very accessible.
Yeah, why not? We're going to do this. So I'm waiting on people
Leticia
to enter.
Says, enter.
Tip, if you're running the latest version, you can hit F11 to have it automatically hit enter for you.
Brian says, js.vz, game one. Marco Garitoni says, what shall I do?
Right.
The castle's windows.
Okay, this one's pretty easy.
This game is played as a side-scroller. Press now, the numbers in order to hear the relevant sounds and what they mean, then press enter when you're ready.
I turned off my chat, or my game descriptions, because that is a new feature in this new version. You can mute or unmute various categories of info. So to move through that, you hit left and right bracket.
Team chats.
So
chats.
We have chats.
Team chats. Deaths. Scroll reporting. Server messages. Game descriptions.
You have all those. I mean, and to turn them on or off, you just hit backslash or slash.
You will now hear messages from the game descriptions channel.
All right, so let's...
Hardcore mode.
Okay, now this is a game where you move from left to right.
You fill your water storing tool.
There's some water. These are windows. You just hit F.
This.
And you keep pressing F. Now we're moving on to the next one.
This
one. Let me turn the music down a little bit. And you just keep doing that until it tells you it's done.
The window is completely clean. You fill your water storing tool.
That tone means there's steps. So you just press the up arrow to walk up. You can also hit D
Eight.
To tell you how much water you have in your bucket. And you hit F to clean the windows as well as get water from the water.
You fill your water storing tool.
Let's go back up here. Yeah, this game is ridiculously fun.
Ron Adasilvad finished with 14 points. Ron Adasilvad finished with the window is complete. Marco Garitoni says, Twaper, 25. This, 2 points.
I'm running out of time, but that's okay.
4 points.
Let's see if I can get one more at least.
This. Test. The window test says, crap, I lost.
And that's about it.
Your score is 8 points.
Alright. Let's reload the page. Yes, the stream still works.
Test says, good job at.
Alright. Yes, I'm getting much more listeners from YouTube, definitely.
Marco Garitoni says, my buffer is empty.
Yes, this game is crazy party.
Test says, I mean good job.
Where do I get ice cast?
Test says, I mean good job. Marco Garitoni says, my buffer is empty. Test says, good job at.
Oh, let me hit enter. I'm sorry.
JS.VZ finished with...
Oh, wait.
We are still waiting for Marco Garatoni.
So you get Control-J. That will tell you what players you're still waiting on. How do you get Icecast? Icecast runs on Windows.
JS.VZ has left the party.
Oh. Icecast runs on Windows, Linux, macOS.
Test says, good job.
I can do tutorials on most of that stuff.
Letitia says, enter.
If you guys like, which I may do, because...
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Slannon score. Marco Garatoni says, she I.
Okay.
Gain 2. The castle's wall.
Oh, this game.
Test says, good job, Chris. You have offered to inspect the defenses of the castle. Your mission is to walk along the wall to the right, passing sometimes by the ground and sometimes by the top of the wall. If you can avoid the cannonballs by jumping with the space bar, you cannot jump over the soldiers in armor. Good luck. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant sounds and what they mean, then press enter when you're ready. Cannon. Cannonball. Soldier in armor. This sound means that you can climb here by pressing the up arrow.
So, I'm pressing 1 through 5.
This sound means that you can get down with the down arrow.
Yeah, I think you get the idea.
Hardcore mode.
Okay, and this is hardcore, so it'll be harder. Uh-oh. Yeah, you go away. Uh-oh. Climb up. Jump over that. Ow.
You're back.
And I just died again.
You're back. Minus 9 points.
Yeah.
26 seconds.
Checking my time with T, and I just... I'm not gonna make it. Oh well, I did want the challenge, didn't I? So...
Your score is minus 2 points.
Minus two? No. No, 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 no.
Marco Garatoni says, I am bad at this game. Test says, fucking ouch. Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Slannon scored minus 2 points. Test says, they killed me. Bryant says, lol, look at the scores. Bryant's tests press enter to team 2. Letitia, 10 points. Rana Dasilvad, 27 points. Here are the current rankings. Rana Dasilvad, 27 points. Letitia, 10 points. Team 2, Slenin, Bryant, Marco Garatoni and Test, minus 34 points.
Minus 34? That's bad. Oh. While I wait on these people to press enter, crazy party here. I will post these in the chat here. But you go, Pragma. Oops. Pragma. And I believe Icecast.org?
Bryant says, are you going to stream anything else after this?
After Crazy Party, maybe 3D Velocity.
Test says, I am using Microsoft Sam.
Microsoft Sam? Uh-oh.
We are still waiting for Marco Garatoni.
Oh, you want Microsoft Sam here?
Select Synth, no speech, Nuance, Microsoft Speech API version 5.
You want Microsoft Sam here?
Crazy Party.
No, we don't want that voice. We want
NV Chain, Synth, Voice,
Microsoft. Crazy Party Beta 65, Hungry Penguins.
Oh, here you go.
too young to feed themselves, several baby penguins are here, on the beach, probably awaiting their parents. Full of compassion and mercy, you suddenly decided to swim across the sea where you will grab some fish you could bring back to them in order to calm down their hunger
a little bit.
Us, your goal is to swim in the sea with the arrow keys, catch some fish by pressing the if key, and go back to the beach to drop them at a baby penguin.
This is a terrible voice.
Be careful as the amount of fish you can handle is limited, and you'll need to press the D key to know how many fish are in your hands. Enjoy your fishing experience.
Enjoy your fishing experience.
Ryan says, Test says, yes, which is socks. Hardcore mode.
So this one, you have to go into the ocean. And you use up, down, left, and right to walk around. And it's really hard to hear the fish. Hit F. I can't hear the fish. Oh, there we go.
One.
And you you can hit D to check how many you have. There's a, let's see.
The baby penguin really liked the log you gave it.
That's great.
You take the fish. You now bag one.
So you just walk around here. We're gonna walk back over here.
The baby penguin real.
Yeah, shut up. I know it did.
Baby penguin really liked what you gave it. Minus 8 points.
Of course, you check your score with S. That's a ruby. Yeah, this is,
You take the fish.
From what I've been told, the minigame mode is very much like Mario Party. So this is probably the closest that blind people are going to get to Mario Party. Unless Nintendo gets their act together and does what they should be doing, but
one test says SWAT.
SWAT.
Step one, you take the run at a sailed and finish with Marco de Rodney says, stream Eurofly.
Eurofly?
Get on my little baby and win tummy. You win 4 points.
Something about the baby penguin's tummy?
Zero. Your score is 0 points. Marco de Rodney says, play Eurofly.
Eurofly, that game confuses me. Like, there's way too much going on at once. I can't. I don't know.
Select output device.
Let me not use this voice. Let's go back to,
Microsoft's eSpeak app. Micro Neurons Vocal.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. Brian says, I am Microsoft Sam and I can say things right.
Test
says, ha 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 ha. Game select.
Fine.
Microsoft Speech API version 5.
Great game. Test says, ha 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 ha. Present game. Ronald. Here are your Ronald test mark. Brian scored 0 points. Every test. Brian says, I am Microsoft Sam and I can say things right. For example, I say crow's nest instead of crotch and swat instead of swat. Marco de Rodney.
Yeah, that was supposed to be crotch, but it says crow's nest.
Marco de Rodney says, W here to go to get this voice. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant. This game is each door here require the braille test.
Wait, what's this?
Each door here requires that you write a letter in braille. Press E next to a door to find the required letter, then go east. There you will find a sandy area the size of a braille matrix. Use the if key to produce a dot, or R to erase a dot. The door will open when you add.
So this is pretty cool, and this is one reason I really like this game, because there are lots of games in here that will challenge your brain. This one is basically writing braille letters. And the way you do that is I'm going to walk north here with the up arrow. That door is locked.
Test says, really locked on hot. Oh.
Okay, so pressing D tells me I have to write an O. Basically, this is a Braille cell. So O is 1, 3, 5. So think of the area to the right like a Braille cell. On the left side, you have dots 1, 2, and 3. And on the right,
R.
4, 5, and 6. Okay, so R, so we're going to do 1. So I hit F, go down, 2, 3. Oops, I did not do that right. 1, 2, 3, 5. There we go. It take too long.
-5.
Explaining it.
-test says to the team, crap. Your score is -5 points.
Yeah, a lot of these games are not.
Everyone's done.
They're very fast paced.
Here are the scores. Slanon scored -5 points.
Okay, this voice is obnoxious.
Select synthet Microsoft ESP. Neon.
Craze.
Yeah.
Press team 2, Slanon.
Okay.
Leticia says, enter. Marco Garitoni says, W, hi, don't you demo Amazon Echo in this stream, lol.
Amazon Echo, I can do some streams of that. I just, I don't know. Alright, let me check comments here.
Test says, Chris, tell me how play this game. Brian says, how to play what?
The Braille one? Basically, you make the Braille characters, so there's a little area to the right that is a two by three grid, and the left column going down is dots 1, 2, and 3, and the right column from the top to bottom is the other half of the Braille cell.
Game 5.
Or 5 and 6, and basically what you do is you have to make the Braille
the Queen's
characters,
treasures.
So it requires a knowledge of a
Braille.
You just
discovered the treasures gallery of an ant colony. Explore this gallery. Test says, look at Ava. Go! Brian says, not this stupid game. Test, press the, this game is play. You just discovered the treasures gallery of an ant colony. Explore this gallery running from south to north, visiting the narrow corridors that cross it to enter the different rooms that often contain precious bonus items. Sounds peaceful? Not as you're expecting. Be careful, as the ants patrol the area, and if you're caught, the adventure will come to an end. Hardcore
okay,
mode.
So we're gonna go from south to north, grabbing treasures from little alcoves that go off to the east and west.
Test says, see?
Uh-oh.
Ron Adasovad has left the party. Ron Adatest says, go, go.
Go? Oh yeah, that's the voice that I'm using. Oh, come on, no. No! Go away.
You die.
Aw.
Your score is 0 points. Test says, no.
You're supposed to collect those items, but it's okay. Yeah, I'm not doing very well. I honestly prefer battle mode because it's...
Brian says, I couldn't find any bonus objects.
It's more truly multiplayer than...
Marco Garitoni says, hello Chris, I am making a game with BGT called Restaurant Simulator. Test says, wow.
Restaurant Simulator? Oh, nice. Okay. I'd be interested to try it out once you're done. Yes, I think the Ethernet is helping quite nicely.
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Slanon scored 0 points. Brian scored 0 points. Marco Garitoni scored 0 points. Test scored 0 points. Leticia scored 4 points.
0 points. Jeez, we all scored zero. Check comments real quick. Microsoft
Test
name
says,
is crap.
You.
Wait, I have it in the stream.
Marco Garitoni says, you can easily create your Amazon Echo skills. Visit www.amazon.com/blueprints. I think it is pretty accessible. Games it.
Yeah, the Amazon's extraterrestrial blueprints. I've heard of those. I haven't really played with them.
You're on a dangerous planet. Avoid falling into the lava and don't get burned by the fireballs and fire snakes that cohabit here. Only, the gravity is very strong, and you can only do small jumps. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant sounds and what they mean, then press enter when you're ready. Letitia just died with a test says, I am trying Avis action. Lava hole.
Okay, it's a lava.
Fire snake. Fireball on the ground. Fireball above the ground. Hardcore mode.
Alright. Oh, what?
You're back.
Okay. Oh, come on.
You're minus 13.
This game is too hard. Oh, come on.
You're back 29 seconds.
I'm hitting T to check my time. You know what? No, I'm not even gonna try. There's no point.
Your score is minus 13 points.
Nope.
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Slannon scored minus 13 points. Bryant scored minus 12 points. Marco Gar- right. Press and Team 2. Slannon, Letitia, here are the- Your last sc- Marco Garitoni says, have you played RS games? Test says, you.
RS games? Yeah, I don't
Test
particularly-
says, you.
I don't particularly like- RS, mainly because they don't seem to update their...
Brian says, yeah, that would be kind of burned to demo, I think.
They don't update their platform, and I don't like that they don't have visuals. That's one reason why I do like Quentin
C. Test says, I like Ava.
Yeah, it's a pretty good voice. It's much better than Microsoft Sam.
Marco Garitoni says to the team, I'm sorry I am so F-U-C-K-ing bad at this game.
I don't worry about
Bryant
it.
Bryant says, yay.
I'm not the
Test
greatest
says,
either.
You.
Alright, who are we waiting on?
We are still waiting for Marco Garitoni. Game 7.
Game 7.
Due for butterflies. Butterflies are thirsty. Fortunately, dew has formed on the vegetation, and it is up to you to help the butterflies find the dewdrops to quench their thirst. To do this, press F to whistle, and the butterflies will come towards you. This game is played from above. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant test says, she is my girlfriend. Dewdrop. Hardcore mode.
Dewdrop. Now this one's really hard. You have to get close to these dewdrops, but you can't step on them. On.
Minus 16 points. 35 seconds.
That's a ruby.
Minus 8. Your score is minus 8 points.
Ah. Oh well. I'm really not doing very well.
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Slannon scored minus 8 points. Bryant scored minus 8 points. Marco Garitone scored minus 4 points. Test scored minus 4. Test says, yes, I love Ava.
Check comments.
Game 8. The Haunted Ruins.
Wait, what's this?
The Haunted Ruins. Game 8. These ruins are dangerous. Ghosts and spirits inhabit them and make it difficult to live in. You're going to have to go through them surviving the rock falls, the heavy doors that open and close themselves, and the ghosts that appear by surprise. Courage. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to hear the relevant sounds and what they mean, then press enter when you're ready.
Okay, so this is a side-scroller. There's lots of things going on here, so you just go to the right. Oh.
Test says, I am not scared.
It's a ghost. It's a rock. Okay, we're gonna go down here. Alright, that door just opened. That was closed. So just walking up and down here. And then I'm going up and always walking to the right.
Levi, oh, 5 points.
No.
You're back 39. Test says, shit.
Shite, I say, shite. Get through. Oh.
You're back to 5 points. 8 seconds.
Really? You dumb ghost.
Your score is 5 points. Test says, I.
Oh. Dumb.
Brian finished with my test says, I'm going to eat.
Oh.
Test says, your last score has just been added to your total.
I may have to take you out then, because I don't know.
Team 2, Leticia, here are the your last Leticia's test scores minus test says, goodbye. Leticia says,
take
enter.
It easy, man. I hope you've had fun.
Slannon says, I hope you had fun.
Oh yeah, and
Marco
if I haven't
Garitone
said it before.
Says, yup. Test says, good night. Brian says, I hope you have good food.
Yes, indeed. You hit F2 to chat, and then of course F1 is a team chat, which sounds like this.
Slannon says to the team, test.
That sends a private message to you and your teammates.
Test says, thank.
Yep.
Bryant says to the team, test. Test has left the party.
Yeah, so I've been streaming for over an hour now, so I'm not sure why the other one crapped out like that.
Leticia says, enter.
Alright, who are we waiting on?
We are still waiting for Marco Garitone. Game 9. Magnetic vortex. You are in a kind of magnetic tunnel that allows you to go into space. However, there are positive charges and negative charges. Always take the same kind of charge in order to go faster and faster. Press enter when you're ready.
So there's a couple different sounds that you'll hear. Depending on what sound you choose first, that's the one that you want to stick to.
Hardcore mode.
But this is hardcore mode, so I'm not sure if it's different. So you just move with left to right. Oh, well,
that your was, score is minus 19 points.
That was a, that was an asteroid, and I shouldn't
have. Letitia has left the party. You are left the only connected player. What do you want to do? See the public server list.
Wait, what? Wait. Okay. Why? The heck happened to that? The crazy party server? Really? But I'm still streaming? What the heck? Oh, what? That's dumb. That's dumb. Oh, well. Well, I mean, I think you get the idea.
Connect to a private server.
It kind of makes me sad.
Main menu. Play the adventure.
All right, well.
Exit. Exit. Obs 64C.
Fine.
Obs 22. Menu. Ob. Menu.
Fine. Let's see. Check comments here. Well, does anyone want to play 3D Velocity? Oh, wait, hold on. Let me check Ding here. Indeed. Wait, did I get my... Did I get disconnected totally? Well... Weird. Just looking at YouTube comments. Okay. I don't know. I changed my name on here. What time is it? 8:11. Okay, we can play.
Obs 64
Velocity, I think.
File Alt plus F. Menu.
Why not? Let's see if anyone wants to play.
Desk my doc temporal TA the 3D Velocity I docs tracks TDV dot
X. Now, of course, you can connect to the server. It's ChristopherW.me is the address that you connect to.
3D Velocity registered by open source.
Let's play this because I love this intro.
18,490.
Upright. LTS is charged.
We're in.
LTS is charged. On and
on. I'm done.
Guns active.
Sector A.
Are you the best they could come up with?
BPC Programs presents. Media Velocity. Version 2.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press Escape to back out of any menu. Pressing home or end will move you to the top or bottom of a menu. Start a new game.
You want to do a battle party? I mean, I can do that, or we can play this game, or we can do both real quick. I love this music, by the way. Check messages. Oh yeah, Bryant can't play it because of his college network is, for some reason, they're blocking outgoing traffic to all those ports that it uses.
Load start a new game.
Probably a data loss prevention system trying to prevent information from leaking. Who knows what these people have set up.
Race multiplayer mode.
Enter IP address or domain to connect to. Edit. Selected Christopher Wildotme.
Let's just see.
Enter your call sign. 3D
Please
Velocity
wait.
Registered by open
Who's
source.
On here?
Welcome message. Sorry for the downtime. I was switching to a cheaper VPS. Press enter to continue. 3D yeah. Velocity
okay, so
registered by open
running.
Source.
You're connect to the free be a pilot.
So let's see if anyone's on here.
Sector A1.
And hit W.
Press Chris.
No one? Okay. Oh, okay.
Do you? Yes. Connect to the free-for-all game.
Okay, well, fine.
You have left the hangar.
Main X. 3D velocity.
Well, all right, let's do...
Menu. 3D. Ob 64. Menu.
Let's do...
1, 2, 3, 5, Mike. Crazy unknown.
A quick battle, because...
Crazy party beta 65. Main menu. Face the battle arenas.
Let's do a quick battle. Why not?
Play repeat online play. With connect to a create a public server. Create a public mode mint battle.
So we're just gonna do battle. Actually, yeah.
Battle. Enable
battle.
Team play. No teams.
I'm not gonna do teams because I think I only want maybe one or two. Well, you know what?
Teams. Total scoring. No teams.
No teams.
No
that.
Teams.
Why not?
The party.
Seeing as how that kind of went badly last time. Hello. Crazy Party Battle Server's up if you guys want to play. I'll play one round. I am getting kind of burned out, though. So I might get off of here.
Bryant has joined the party. Two players.
Alright, there's Bryant. Anyone else, or should we just begin? Oh.
Bryant says, I really hope this doesn't disconnect again.
I know, I do too.
Slannon says, me too.
I know, I hope it's not either. So, we have anyone else, or should we just begin?
Bryant says, who said they wanted to do a battle? Are they still here? Logan has joined the party. Three players. Logan is now spectator. Logan has left the party.
Logan, I thought.
Bryant says, okay.
I know, I was... You got me.
Logan has joined the party. Three players. Logan says, there we go.
Tekken Toys TV, I play Crazy Party.
Logan says, hi, Logan. Logan's three players. Logan has joined the party. Slannon says, hi.
Okay, we have any more, or should we just begin?
Bryant says, hi, Logan. Logan says, stream lag, lol.
Yep.
Bryant says, yeah, the stream is going to be behind.
And the stream is going to be behind just by a little bit, but it's not terrible.
Logan says, wow, it's like a 20-second delay, damn.
Uh-huh. Pretty much. But it's near enough to real time that I think it'll work for most things, and Ethernet definitely seems to be helping.
Brian says, I think we should start. Logan says, do you want to play TK after the stream? Logan says,
Maybe. I don't know. I get bored of that game real quick.
There are two clients in the game, three being connected to the server. You can wait for all clients to connect to the party or press CTRL plus enter to force it to start. Brian says, I would, but I have stuff to do. La Princesa Delbeat has joined the party. Four players. Four players will participate to choose the number of turns for this party. One.
I'm gonna do one turn.
One. Select 60.
But just so that we have something decent.
120. 150. 180. 210. 240.
Let's do 240.
240. 240 health points.
Why not?
Logan says, damn health. Welcome to the battle.
Well, it goes pretty quick. Or it can.
Select your blood.txt.
Alright, these are my decks.
Blood.txt.
I'm not going to use the really powerful ones like my blood deck that does a bunch of damage because you get a bunch of blood cards.
Blood.txt. Logan says, I hope my decks are still here.
Actually, you can hear what deck I'm using, which isn't really fair, but...
Electricity.txt.
You know what?
Fighting.txt.
Why not?
Fighting.txt. Let the battle begin. La Princesa Delbeat, fighting type, with 240 health points and 80 cards in their deck. Bryant, ghost type, with 240 health points and 68 cards in their deck. Logan, ice type, with 240 health points and 60 cards in their deck. Slannon, fighting type, with two. La Princesa Delbeat draws one card. La Princesa Delbeat. Logan says, guess not. Let's go. Slannon, fighting. Logan, ice type. Bryant, ghost type. Bryant, turn one.
What would be cool with the battle mode?
Bryant says, I chose ghost type before I heard you were fighting type, lol.
I know. It sucks. What would be nice with the battle mode, and I know BGT doesn't support graphics,
Bryant
really.
Bryant uses Spectral Wind against Slannon. Logan says, I hope I don't lose too soon.
But it would be nice if, if Pragma could, print the battle information to the title bar, that way you could read it. That might make people with a vision more willing to play this. Although, once again, I say really there's... unless you're deaf, there's really no reason not to try these unless you just don't care. But... I don't know. Whose turn is it?
Logan, turn one.
Oh, it's his turn.
Logan decides to change types. Logan is now electric type. Logan can Slannon, turn one. Slannon draw flick lock. Big kick. Salutation. Logan says, sorry for the wait.
Now you're fine.
Slannon uses salutation. Slannon's fighting level increases from 1 to 2. La Princesa Delbeat, turn 2. La Princesa Delbeat draws one card from their deck. La Princesa Delbeat uses Little Kick against Logan. Logan loses 5 health points and now has 235 health points. Bryant, Logan says, LOL. Mm.
Alright.
Logan says, now. Bryant uses Blasting Touch against Logan. Logan's curse level increases from 0 to 1. Logan, turn 2. Logan can't draw. Logan will be able to draw next turn. Logan uses electrification. Logan's electric level increases from 1 to 2. Logan is cursed. Slannen, turn 2. Slannen draws 1 card from their deck. Leglock. Big kick. Leglock. Focus kick. Salutation. Little pun. Other actions.
The buzzing sound means that you can't use that card yet because you're not high enough level.
Little pun. Salutation. Slannen uses salutation. Slannen's fighting level increases from 4 to 5. La Princesa Delbeat, turn 3. La Princesa. Logan says, I hate the level thing. La Princesa Delby.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it makes it more challenging.
Brian.
For sure.
Logan says, LOL. Brian decided to jump. Logan, turn 3. Logan says, it's like everyone's after me already.
Check comments.
Logan decided not to play this turn. Logan can draw during one turn.
Can I join the next Crazy Party game?
Slannen.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play it after this. I'm kind of getting tired. Wanting me to restart? I mean, that's up to you guys. You guys want to restart so we can add more people? Because we're not that far into it.
Slannen says, do you guys want to restart so we can add more people? Logan says, oh, and can you play BK2? I can help you with it, a lot.
That game... I could, I just...
La Princesa Delbeat has... Slannen.
Oh, it's my turn.
Leglock. Big kick. La Princesa Delbeat has been the witch target. Bryant, ghost type. Logan. Logan. Electric.
But yeah, no, if you guys want to restart, just let me know.
Bryant, turn 4. Bryant says, we could do other people want to join?
Yeah, no, I'm fine with,
Brian decided to junk a card they can choose.
I'm
Logan,
fine restarting.
Turn 4. Logan can't draw. Logan will be able to draw next turn. Brian says, Logan. Logan says, I mean, you can go to 7-3, use dogs, by pressing N and K, get fish scales, get about 15 to 20 iron pieces by making the dogs getting the scales. Logan uses big electroshock treatment against Bryant. Bryant loses 10 health points and now has 230 health points. Slannen.
Can I play Manamon?
Leglock.
Maybe the online mode.
Leglock.
Although I've got a bunch of extremely high level Manamon, so it wouldn't be a very fair fight.
Focus. Little Leglock. Muscle crack. Other action. Leglock. Little punch. Which target? Bryant. Logan. Electric. Bryant. Bryant. Ghost. Slannen uses little punch against Bryant. It's really not very effective. Bryant loses one health.
Really?
Bryant.